Governor Bill Walker earmarks $1 million for Haines' wastewater treatment plant, and the Minor Offenses Committee talks enforcement. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories up next. There's $1 million in Governor Bill Walker's proposed FY17 budget for the wastewater treatment plant in Haines. If that money makes it through the legislature, it would be enough to replace the crumbling building that houses the treatment equipment, but not enough to perform all the work needed. I took a tour of the decades-old facility last week just to see how bad it really was. And this is a warning, the story gets a little gross. It's been the same story for years. Haines needs a new sewer treatment plant. The current structure is coming apart at the seams, and the windows, and the beams. But this year, there's a glimmer of hope from the state.
This is the treatment plant. Scott Bradford, plant operator. I've been working for the borough for 28 years, doing the same thing. The plant was built in 1973.
In 1985, the structure was built over the plant, and in 1991, a sludge room was added, Bradford says. Sludge is pretty much what you think it is.
Part of the process, what settles out in the plant, is called sludge. Then we have to dewater it and take it to the dump. And then they are currently composting it, making grade A compost.
As we make our way around the plant with Public Facilities Director and soon-to-be Interim Borough Manager Brad Ryan, Bradford showcases the worst of the worst.
Everywhere you go, falling apart. That's rust. This is just rust. Well, and the gases in here, you know, it's sewer, so there's sewer gases, hydrogen sulfide in very low amounts, and it's very corrosive.
In the plant, there's rust and black mold everywhere. The building is literally disintegrating.
2 winters ago, we had to put these beams in this part of the building that actually started to collapse. We had to put these extra supports in these cross pieces. And if you look over here, this is the main support beam. It's just falling apart.
We make our way upstairs to follow the progress of the flow, as Bradford puts it. The poo starts its journey here. There's a large cylinder going round and round. It separates the human waste from other random materials not bathroom-related that people flush down the toilet. These foreign objects, a lot of which are Legos, get trapped in the screens within that rotating cylinder. Sometimes, if it's something interesting, Bradford pulls it out.
You can find money come through the plant. We found a set of dentures yesterday. Yep, I have them. You know, sometimes a drink token will come through. You know, I'm thinking it must have been one of my friends knew I was waiting for that or something. But
I'm warned to hurry past the rotating cylinder for fear of getting sprayed. The cylinder has 4 millimeter openings that allow the softer organic matter to go through, but trap random objects. You know, toys, jewelry, false teeth. It was around then that I wish I hadn't eaten breakfast.
Well, don't stand right there because that's some of the backscatter from the screen. So just step through quickly.
We'll walk over there, and that's the splatter zone, so you want to go past it.
Once the sewage is treated, the liquid goes out into the bay. The rest is turned into sludge. Recently, the Assembly approved the borough's legislative priorities for the next year, and at the top of the list was the sewer treatment plant. Governor Walker's budget includes $1 million for it. Ryan says that's enough to replace the building. Bradford adds that they've been asking for help from the state for about 5 years.
Every year it deteriorates a little more.
Ryan says that while the building is the top priority, the sewer system needs an upgrade too.
Scott will send me a picture that you'll see the screens that'll say flood, and this whole building will have flooded because the screens have jumped the sprocket and literally flooded all the way back into the hallway into their office with...
Flooded with what?
Sewer. The raw sewer that comes to the plant that goes through the screen up here.
So with all this rust and gases, floods and mold, how is the plant still able to operate? Bradford says the Environmental Protection Agency paid them a visit this summer. The facility is still under a waiver that keeps it under the EPA's jurisdiction. Bradford says despite old ramshackle equipment, the plant is still meeting its permit requirements. As for the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, better known as OSHA, Bradford says on the most recent trip to the facility, they handed out 13 violations. Bradford says all of those were paperwork related and have since been resolved. He says he's not worried about his health. If anything, his immune system is stronger because of his 3 decades working in the industry. Fixing the facility requires a multi-phase plan. The first is to reconstruct the building itself. The second is to replace those spinning screens, while the third is to replace the sludge handling equipment and upgrade the electrical system. Here's Bradford.
A whole new treatment plant Engineers' estimates, I mean, if we started from scratch, would be 28 to 30 million.
More money might be available through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Loan Program, but Ryan says they're waiting to see what pans out with the state budget. As for what folks at home can do to make Bradford's job a little easier, don't flush toxic chemicals or dentures down the toilet. Last week, the Haynes Minor Offenses Ad Hoc Committee worked on streamlining the enforcement process. The committee voted to recommend to the Assembly that only police officers and harbor staff can hand out tickets. The harbor master's and assistant harbor master's roles would be limited to harbor-related offenses. The committee has met a few times already, but they still have much work ahead of them. They're tasked with making recommendations to the Assembly about what to change or what to keep on the list of rules known as the Minor Offenses Ordinance. The debate on who should be able to give out citations has been ongoing. At one point, the idea was tossed around that selected borough staff, along with borough police officers, should be able to dole out tickets. But the public urged the powers that be to keep that responsibility within the law enforcement realm. Down at the harbor, there are plenty of violations that happen, and so the committee decided to recommend that harbor staff be included in the list of enforcers. Ad hoc committee member Mike Kay said when this, quote, hullabaloo first started, he thought that trained borough staff should be able to handle citations. He said he thinks that the harbor master should be able to give out tickets along with police, but that's it, especially when it comes to land use or zoning issues.
With respect to Title 18 violations, any land use violations, those are touchy subjects anyway. So I think I would agree that those at least ought to be issued, any citations there ought to be issued by certified and licensed police officers.
Later in the meeting, committee member Margaret Friedenauer made a motion to recommend that the police department enforce all minor offenses and that the harbor master and assistant harbor master have the power to enforce harbor violations. Her motion also originally recommended giving authority to the borough's planning and zoning technician and lands manager to impose Title 18 violations. Here's Friedenauer.
This is with the caveat that I would hope that our list of minor offenses is greatly reduced.
Case then made an amendment to exclude that last part regarding Title 18 from the motion. That amendment passed unanimously. The main motion also passed unanimously to recommend allowing police officers and harbor staff to issue the appropriate citations. Resident Brenda Josephson spoke up at the meeting and said that harbor officers are highly qualified in things like conflict resolution, something that harbor staff is not.
I remain firm in my conviction that if you're sending a resident to the court system, it should be from a certified police officer.
The committee also voted to recommend removing Title 18, the one that deals with land, planning, and zoning, from the Minor Offenses Ordinance and having the Planning Commission deal with appeals administratively. The committee will continue making its recommendations, including which offenses are civil and which are criminal. The difference is that appeals would go to different places, either to borough administrative staff or to the court. In the new year, the committee will also go through the ordinance rule by rule and decide which ones stay the same, which ones get a different fine amount assigned, or which ones go away completely. Of course, these are all just recommendations. The Assembly has the final say. The next meeting is scheduled for January 14th at 3 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for tuning in this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.